This is Ted Kennedy. Senate Democrats have an idea for working families. Parental leave whenever a baby is born or a child is seriously ill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in the convention hoopla, you may have overlooked a Democratic initiative in Congress for working families. It's called parental leave, and it was approved by a 2-to-1 majority of the Senate Labor Committee just last week. For the first time, we'll actually guarantee leave to working mothers for up to 10 weeks whenever a baby is born or a child is seriously ill. The leave will be unpaid to avoid any major cost to business. Don't say no too fast, Al. You always toe the business line, and business doesn't like new rights for workers. But times have changed. Women in the workplace deserve respect. They shouldn't have to choose between caring for their child or keeping their job. Come on, Al. Control your Rip Van Winkle pro-business ideology. Don't take leave of your senses on parental leave.
At least old Rip Van Winkle did wake up, Ted. You're the one who's still sacked out under the trees. You must have gone under just as Ronald Reagan became president in 1980. 8 years later, you're pushing the same old anti-business agenda that caused the Democrats to lose the White House. I personally do favor generous leave policies for employees, but it's not for our Uncle Sam to mandate such a policy. Employers and employees have to have total flexibility to respond to individual circumstances. Bureaucratic programs and policies won't keep a family together or the bread on the table. Job protection for pregnant women is already on the books, Ted. And keep in mind that employers now spend an average of 39% of all their payroll funds in the benefits column. So wake up, Rip, Ted. American business needs less government interference into their daily lives. Rub that sleep out of your eyes, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.